7 Japan, mobile.
Zero TR, where are you mobile at?
Daily Ingalls Run. Yeah, I need a couple of things. I got to go there just about every day because it just seems like I need something either for my dad or for us or for whatever, you know. So anyway, Ingalls, that's where I'm headed.
It's a good store, even down here. It's a good store and good people. We go to Aldi's quite a lot, but once in a while Publix and then Ingalls pretty often. They just seem like they have quality meat and quality everything. Enjoy going there. It's a beautiful day. It's a little cool, but 45 degrees and a little wind out there. I think my antenna switch is giving me a little headache on my super loop. I'd like to switch it out, but I can go over to the Carolina Wyndham.
I did not remember the name of that antenna that you had. I was talking to somebody, and I told him about that antenna that might be an option for his yard in the back there.
He's even interested in one if he's got the room. Bob, it's been a great antenna, and I think it was Bill that said it has about 4 dB gain, and I think Ariel said that it's about like a two-element beam. But I know my first one, Dave Watson, put up for me, and I was really depressed that I had to give up my tower and that up in Kansas. And you know what? I'm wholly satisfied down here. I mean, I wouldn't mind having that 40 meter beam that you got, but I'm too old for that.
I don't know if I want to take on another tower project or not. I put a 6-meter tower up here a while back, and pretty much did that myself until I had it ready to actually put the last element and the beams on, and I got some of the guys come over. So I've got those 2 5 elements stacked up there for 6-meter, but I don't know that I'm going to be doing another tower project anytime soon at my place.
You are with ND7J. Yeah, there's something else, and you know, I didn't want my kids to have to be the one to see about taking it down and all. And in reality, you don't have to when you got good friends. There's always somebody wants it, and I just didn't want to fool with it. They do have some disadvantages, but a lot of great advantages too. But I'll tell you what, that super loop and that Carolina Wyndham, and I got the 160 meter vertical, and who was it I talked to last night? Turn that down, Bernice. I won't be able to hear. Just shut it off, please. And bring it over here and I'll shut it off. Hang on, Bob. Bernice punched the wrong button over here and got things going. But he got the In the Heat of the Night's on. Too loud. Anyways, yeah, it's been a terrific antenna. I noticed last night, it seemed like you can get on there and make about one transmission, it works fine. The next transmission, I thought it was the rain, but it wasn't. About the next transmission, it'll fault the amplifier, so the SWR goes high. And I checked it with the analyzer the other day from the antenna box out, and it was fine. So I think it's going to be the antenna box.
That sounds like it. Hey, Tom, I got to run here. I'm just about to Ingalls, but I got a phone call here that I've got to take. Say hey to Bernice. I'll catch you on the way home, maybe. I'll be out of here in just 10 or 15 minutes. 57J73.
And 0TR, 73, Bob.
For CRG Mobile. JCA, KQ4CRG. 4CRG, back clear.
KQ4FOY, monitoring.
4FOY, KQ4CRG.
KQ4FOY.
KQ4CRG, you got Robert over here in Spartanburg.
Hold
Honda over here in Lima. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. We're doing even better since we just got off of work, all right? Thank God it's Friday.
I gotta go in. I work second shift. Well, I actually work a mini shift, so I don't, it ain't too bad for me today either.
Tell them that mini shift. Yeah, the mini shift's good sometimes, no doubt. Feeling pretty good. Say you over there in Lyman?
I'm here right off of 358.
Well, you loud and clear over here. Well, we over here towards Springfield. There toward Bowling Springs, but right out of Spartanburg, but you're making a good trip. You mobile or are you on a base?
Here at home on my handheld.
Well, you're definitely making a trip over here at Bowling Springs. There, sound pretty good. We ain't mobile in a truck. We about to the house 20 there. What kind of handheld you got? We got one of those, I think it's the Bofang 8, or I think it is, 8 what? Yeah, they're pretty good little radios.
I'm real pleased with this one. I can talk to, Spartanburg, the repeater over in Spartanburg, and Caesar's Head repeater.
You got a rubber duck on that thing, or are you talking on outside antenna?
Duck on it.
Yeah, we run a outside antenna and a wire end hooked up that little bow thing, and I'm talking Greenville, Mount Mitchell, Hendersonville, all over the place. Get your outside antenna, you will be getting out.
I got a Yagi. I've got a base radio sitting there in the den, but I'm just sitting here in the living room on this little 8T.
Hey, Rhonda, you're doing a good job on 8T. We're here at the Home 20. We appreciate the ride-along. You have a good day. 73, this is KQ4 CRG. We'll be clear on your finals.